From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
A History of Consolidation, UNIGOV. On this moment of Indiana history. Toward the end of the 1960s, a diminishing tax base and a deteriorating downtown challenged Indianapolis civic leaders to revive the city. In 1970, the state legislature provided for the consolidation of the governments of Indianapolis and Marion County. UNIGOV instantly turned the city into the nation's 11th largest. But UNIGOV was not a comprehensive merger. The mayor of Indianapolis became mayor of Marion County as well, with the city-county council serving as a single legislative body. Nonetheless, a number of services, including law enforcement, fire departments, school systems, and tax assessment, were not combined. UNIGOV followed similar initiatives in Nashville, Tennessee and Jacksonville, Florida, and served as a model for Louisville's consolidation with Jefferson County, Kentucky. Post-UNIGOV consolidations in other American cities were not as successful. The adoption of UNIGOV is widely regarded as having resuscitated Indianapolis and secured its national reputation to the extent that it now boasts a AAA bond rating and an NFL franchise. UNIGOV was hailed as visionary for its overhaul of jurisdictional boundaries and bureaucratic structures in an effort to mend a fractured community and promote economic development. UNIGOV's critics, however, characterized the consolidation as a Republican power grab that only enhanced the city's racial inequities. Since 2004, an initiative promoting further consolidation has resulted in a combined metropolitan police force. Indianapolis Works, however, remains controversial. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.